You're listening to News Plus Special English. I'm Mark Griffiths in Beijing. Researchers from East China's Anhui province have created a sensor that they hope museums can use to detect atmospheric changes that may harm valuable exhibits. The sensor can monitor temperature, humidity, lighting and dust levels, and send data to a control center, which can adjust these factors and prevent damage. The research team from Hefei University of Technology also provided display casing with special glass and protective materials to shield artifacts from harmful light. The temperature, humidity, and lighting that artifacts are exposed to in museums can change with time. Without timely protection, these sensitive items can corrode. Unlike in more developed countries, many Chinese museums haven't installed smart sensors. An official survey showed that more than 50% of artifacts in museums or institutions in China have been corroded to varying degrees. More than 2 million items have been moderately or seriously corroded. This is News Plus Special English. An exhibition room displaying the carpentry techniques of an extraordinary ancient Chinese carpenter, engineer, and inventor, Lu Ban, has opened to the public, free of charge, as part of celebration activities marking the 10th anniversary of Macau's historical center being listed as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The small museum, covering an area of 172 square meters, was jointly conceived by Macau's Cultural Affairs Bureau and the city's Carpentry Trade Union to promote the recognition of Lu Ban's contributions, as well as preserve traditional handicraft techniques and enrich Macau's cultural and touristic resources. More than 80 traditional wooden tools are on display in the exhibition hall, including saws, planes, drills, and ink markers. There are information boards featuring Lu Ban's story and inventions, as well as videos showing methods of using carpentry tools, the components of buildings constructed according to the mortise and tenon structure, and tools available for visitors to handle. A carpenter surnamed Huang, who has been doing woodwork for more than 50 years, said that one piece of woodwork requires a day of carpentry labor by hand, but only takes 2 hours through mass production. However, traditional handmade wooden crafts display fine workmanship. He also wished that more Macau youth could become involved in spreading and developing classic carpentry skills.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可net.com